Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, and welcome to Tiny Vampires, a podcast about disease, science, and blood-sucking insects. This is episode 9, Are Parasites in My Sushi? I'm Raven, Forest for Scalzo, your host. I have some big news about the podcast and someone I'd like to introduce you to at the end of the episode today, so please stick around after the science for some exciting announcements. Today's topic was posted by Marcus Lang to the Facebook page back in January. Because I only come out with episodes once a month, it creates a delay between when I receive questions and when I create an episode for it. I'm really pleased that all of you are sending in such fantastic questions, and I appreciate your patience in me getting to them one by one. Marcus wrote, "Hi, Tiny Vampires. I remember glancing over a news story lately about parasites in sushi and that they might be more ubiquitous than originally thought. Is this something you've heard about?" So, fair warning for this episode, if you are squeamish, you might want to fast forward to the announcements at the end. I also wouldn't recommend eating while listening to this episode. There are two major parasite types that people can contract by eating raw or uncooked seafood. Herring worms are nematodes, often called roundworms, that have evolved to live in ocean-dwelling animals. They normally infect fish, squid, shellfish, and whales. When people eat infected fish or squid that hasn't been cooked thoroughly, they can sometimes feel these worms wriggling in their mouths or throat, which feels like a tingling sensation. After a person ingests these roundworms, they attach to the walls of the throat and or the intestines. Because they evolved to evade the immune system of creatures like whales, our immune system can kill them off. But the corpses they leave behind cause a whole new set of problems. A mass forms, blocking the throat or the intestine, and typically has to be removed surgically. We have known about these herring worms for a long time, and the danger of contracting them is not specific to any one region. The only way to be sure that your meal is herring worm free is to freeze it solid or to cook it through, both of which kill these worms. I think that the parasite that Marcus was referring to was the other of the two seafood parasites, the Japanese broad tapeworm. This is a flat, segmented parasite that lives in the intestines. It is the largest tapeworm to infect humans, growing up to 30 feet long in some cases. But surprisingly, most people infected have no symptoms. Those that do suffer from diarrhea, fatigue, muscle cramps, and pain. Unlike herring worms, tapeworms infect freshwater fish. For the most part, this isn't a problem for sushi lovers, because most sushi is made from saltwater fish like tuna. The big exception is salmon, which live their young lives in freshwater rivers and streams, then migrate to the ocean later. It was originally thought that Japanese broad tapeworms were only a problem for the Asian fish market, thus the name. But in February this year, A paper funded by the Czech government came out that changed all of that. Roman Kuchta and colleagues from the Czech Republic teamed up with Alaskan Fish and Game to see if it were true that salmon caught in North American waters were tapeworm-free. They caught 64 fish from 5 different salmon species. The parasites live inside the muscle tissue of the fish, so the researchers sliced the fish meat into thin slices and looked for parasite signs with a magnifying glass. When they found a young tapeworm, they extracted its DNA. When we biologists want to identify a species, we used to have to look very closely and use all the physical characteristics to try to tell one thing from another. For some animals, it was pretty easy because they look fairly different. Birds with red feathers or yellow feathers, a club-shaped antennae or a fan-shaped. For worms, it's incredibly difficult because they mostly look like little white wriggling things. But now, we have DNA identification techniques. It's much easier. Once they had the DNA extracted, they had to compare this unknown worm to all of the different types of worms that it could be. To do this, they could have found samples of all different types of worms and extract their DNA and then compare them. But this would take a long time and would need to be done every time a group of biologists wanted to identify something. So years ago, the National Institute of Health came up with a solution that would save important time and money. They created a website that's kind of the Google of DNA. It's called BLAST, which stands for the Basic Local Alignment Search Tool. Anyone with a sequence of DNA in hand can paste it into the search box, and the algorithm will search millions of sequences already on file. This library was created by taking samples of organisms that we already knew the species of and adding their sequences one by one. Every day, the list of organisms grows, so we can identify anything with DNA more and more accurately. So this database is not the one that police use to identify suspects. It's for people doing scientific research, which means that it's open to the public. I highly recommend going onto the site and just playing around with it. It is a truly amazing thing that the computer scientists built for everyone. Using BLAST, Kuchta determined that the worms that they found were Japanese broad tapeworms. This dispelled the idea that salmon from American waters were safe to eat without precautions. Does this mean that you should stop eating sushi? No. People eat it every day without getting sick. Both freezing and cooking the fish can kill the parasite, making the meat safe to eat. Because of this paper, we now know that Pacific salmon should always be frozen before being used for sushi. Just ask your favorite restaurant if the fish were shipped on ice or if they were frozen. If it isn't frozen, there is a risk. Okay, the two big announcements. The first one is to introduce Raquel. She's going to be hosting the Spanish language version of the Tiny Vampires podcast. Because the diseases we talk about on Tiny Vampires are worldwide problems, and many of the major ones are happening in South America and Central America, I decided to expand into the Spanish language version of the show. This will be the same content, just in Spanish instead of English, and hosted by Raquel instead of me.
Hi. Well, a little bit about myself here. I am about to begin my third year as a graduate student in genetics and vector biology at the University of Notre Dame. I got a bachelor's degree from the University of Puerto Rico at Calle in biology. Growing up in Puerto Rico exposed me to living around disease-carrying mosquitoes. Currently, I am working on finding genes that help the malaria mosquito, Anopheles gambi, to survive in harsh conditions. This work is funded by the National Institute of Health, the NIH, so just like Raven, I'm funded by you. I am very excited to be able to expand this podcast to the Hispanic community.
Hola, les voy a hablar un poco sobre mí. Soy estudiante graduada de tercer año en la Universidad de Notre Dame y me enfoco en el área de genética y biología de vectores.
Realicé mis estudios subgraduados en la Universidad de Puerto Rico, recinto de Calley, donde obtuve mi bachillerato en biología. Viví en Puerto Rico toda mi vida y sé lo que es estar entre mosquitos que transmiten enfermedades. Mi trabajo consiste en encontrar genes que ayudan al mosquito de la malaria, Anopheles gambi, a sobrevivir en condiciones severas. Este trabajo es posible gracias al Instituto Nacional de la Salud, o NIH por sus siglas en inglés. Y así como Raven, el dinero para mi trabajo viene de ustedes. Estoy sumamente emocionada por expandir este podcast a la comunidad hispana.
If you or anyone you know are interested in subscribing to Tiny Vampires Español, it will be available in August 2017. We are really excited to expand into this realm. The other big announcement is Tiny Vampires is joining the Agora Podcast Network. Agora is a network of intellectually engaging podcasts like When Diplomacy Fails, Beyond the Big Screen, and The History of China. For you, as an audience, what this will mean is some advertising that will help us pay for the show, and we have a team of experienced podcasters backing us and making us better. I just happened to be joining in the middle of the Listener Survey Month. It would be really great if you could go onto the Tiny Vampires Facebook page or the website, tinyvampires.com, to take a quick survey. It really helps us to make sure that we are getting the types of shows out that you want. I have done it myself, and it really doesn't take long at all. The next episode topic was sent in by Steve McGrew via the contact section of the Tiny Vampires website. He asks if mosquitoes can transmit diseases from plant to plant in the same way that they transmit diseases from person to person. August episode promises to be full of information that you never knew about mosquitoes and what they're doing when they're not biting people. I hope that you found and continue to find this podcast informative. Please visit my blog, tinyvampires.com, to get links to more information about intestinal parasites we talked about today, new stories about parasites and sushi, all the show notes, music credits, and more. As always, if you have any arthropod or disease topics or questions you would like to be the topic of a future episode, or if you have corrections, please then send them to HFORRES and the number 1 at ndlikenotredame.edu. Or send it to the Tiny Vampires blog contact us page. Or on Facebook. Thank you for listening. From me, Raven Forrest Riscalzo, PhD student at the University of Notre Dame and funded by the National Science Foundation.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.